It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Don't call it a delegation, but this week the so-called Silicon Valley Leadership Group is headed to our nation's capital to do what everyone does in Washington, lobby. Carl Guardino will be among the 50 leaders making the trip, and he expects a warm reception.
Everyone loves startups. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, House or Senate, they love startups. They only hate you when you become really successful.
Of course, there are challenges of translation and culture. Carl, again.
We have to give them almost a booster shot in advance to inoculate them to the difference of pace. We're used to entire product life cycles turning over every 6 to 12 months, when the life cycle of successful legislation can take a decade or more. They're not used to that. This is not for the faint of heart, and they need to know that up front.
That was Carl Guardino of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group. On the list of meetings they have scheduled this week, Senator Dianne Feinstein, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Secretaries of Labor and Transportation. A piece of legislation created in Washington that surely bears the fingerprints of lobbying is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. We think of the DMCA being involved in a lot of different debates around technology and intellectual property. But here's a new wrinkle. The law might have helped prevent discovery of Volkswagen's emissions test cheating. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look.
Squirreled away in something called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998 is some fine print that makes it risky to dig around under the hood of a new car, explains Kit Walsh of the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
The modern automobile is controlled by about 100 different computers running software, and they typically will lock down that software so that you can't even look at it.
So imagine you're an engineering grad student or a really curious mechanic, and you want to check out that software. Let's just say to find out what gunk's coming out of the tailpipe. You might think twice.
Congress made it unlawful to circumvent the encryption that protects access to that work.
Data security attorney Scott Vernick says automakers do have a legitimate concern about competitors stealing their proprietary software.
Piracy is a huge issue, and nobody wants to make it easy for them.
The question is, should independent researchers looking for pollution or safety problems be shielded from the law? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The most important part of any valuable piece of art is the signature. This has been true forever. More and more art is now moving into the digital world. Earlier this year, I watched algorithms auctioned off like rare masterpieces. But there's an attribution challenge. This week, we'll be talking about art and technology. Today, let's start with a guy who's trying to make sure digital artists get credit for their work. Kevin McCoy is CEO of the company Monograph, which launches officially today in New York. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for talking with me.
I'm really glad to be here.
So this is a watermark of sorts. You're shaking your head at me. It's involved perhaps in some of the same technology, the blockchain technology that we're familiar with because of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right. The blockchain, the public ledger, is a big part of our system.
Uh-huh.
But it's not really watermarking. So an artist will use their phone, use the app to select an image, take an image, put any kind of metadata on it that they want, and then it's attached this really simple license interface that we have. I want to sell this exclusive artwork for whatever price that the owner can resell, can remix. And so we try to set up a simple ecosystem, kind of like Creative Commons, but on the commercial side.
And this is happening theoretically when the image gets digitized by the artist.
That would be a best practices.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is the idea behind Monograph that essentially what happens here is then I can sort of put it out in the world. I can post it on Facebook. I can tweet it. And then it could be retweeted, and then people could copy and paste the image. But that there's a technology that's attached to the image wherever it goes in which someone can say, who made this? And actually find out that it was me and not just like the person who last retweeted it?
That's exactly right.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if you're an artist or not. If you're a maker, if you're making things, you know, what do you want? You want credit for the work that you did, and you want to be involved if there's a discussion about it, maybe having some value. Right. Mm. Of course, you want people to see it and you want to share it and you want it to be out there. But you want people to know that you made it, and you want people, if they are going to put a price on it, to know that you're going to get a fair share.
It's almost like an IP address or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Or a kind of a UPC code or something like that. Yeah. Or you can think of it as like fair trade coffee, but for media, straight from the producer, with the value going to them, not to some, you know, horrible middleman. In this amorphous ad-driven platform that all they get is likes and retweets.
Kevin McCoy is an artist, also the CEO of the company Monograph. Kevin, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And before we go, one of the best things I have watched on a screen in the last few years is the 2011 British television series Black Mirror. When the original came to Netflix, viewers freaked out. Well, get ready to freak out again, because the creator Charlie Brooker has signed on to do another 12 episodes for Netflix. That is a product launch I'm looking forward to. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.